I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1908. That was the day the song We Have Fed You All a Thousand Years first appeared. Originally titled The Cry of Toil, it was printed in the Industrial Workers of the World publication, the Industrial Union Bulletin. It was initially attributed to British colonist writer Rudyard Kipling. The song is now understood as an anonymous reworking of Kipling's 1893 poem, The Song of the Dead. The song was wildly popular and reprinted in many union journals. We Have Fed You All was an early example of how the IWW used music and songs in its work. IWW songs projected labor history, struggles, and politics. From union organizing to strike activity to defense cases, Wobbly sought to create a working-class culture and community. The IWW is well known for its Little Red Songbook, which contains some of the most popular anthems of the labor movement. The first verse of We Have Fed You All a Thousand Years reads, "We have fed you all for a thousand years, and you hail us still unfed. Though there's never a dollar of all of your wealth, but marks the workers dead. We have yielded our best to give you rest, and you lie in crimson wool. And if blood be the price of all your wealth, good God, we've paid in full." The late Wobbly singer, Utah Phillips, revived the song more recently.
There's never a mind-blown skyward now, but we're buried alive for you. And there's never a wreck drift shoreward now, but we are a ghastly crew. Go and reckon our dead by the forges red and the factories.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.